What's going on, everybody? This is your host, Voodoo Priest Man, aka The Professor. I am so excited what I'm about to talk about. I can't even imagine what type of title I can give this, even though I'm going to come up with a title some type of way. But for right now, I just want to go ahead and spit. And one of the things that I want to say is, first of all, I want to say thank you for all you listeners that are paying attention to what I speak about. It is my pleasure to actually be able to create this and be able to touch the masses and be able to touch all the conscious community out there. And what I want to say to you is, I know that you enjoy my podcast. I'm receiving so many messages about it. Make sure that you let everybody in the neighborhood know. Make sure you let everybody, or when it comes to social media, about tapping into my podcast. Don't forget to do that. And also, do not forget to join me on Instagram at Voodoo Priest Man. One of the things that I really want to talk about that is been going on in my head, and this conversation that I had with a friend made me realize that I wanted to bring it up to you guys, so that way you guys can understand and analyze each other better, for you to become happier. Because what's one of the purposes of being spiritual, of being conscious, is being able to find happiness within yourself. And that's one of them. And sometimes we get carried away. We get carried away with the feelings of what other people are going to think about us, or how other people are going to view us, especially when we're beginning to date, or we're beginning to in a new job or a new career, and we hardly know people, and we becoming very cautious of how we speak, because sometimes we might just get a little bit rude. Or I don't know about you guys, but I'm always thinking to myself, I wonder why that person stopped talking to me. I wonder if it's because, you know, in whatever situation I'm in, why did they stop talking to me? Is it me? Did I say something sarcastically? Because I'm well known for saying some things that are sarcastic. So I've been called passive aggressive. I've been called rude. I've been called an asshole. I've been called, let me see what else I've been called. I've been called obnoxious. I've been called all different kind of shit. And you know what? Hey, that's how people feel about me. Welcome to my world. Because guess what? I don't think that that's the way I am. But if you see me like that, or if anybody see me like that, guess what? Go ahead and have you a Walmart cookie. And what I'm saying is this, is why do we worry so much about how people are going to view us? So I was having a conversation with a friend, and you know what? I started receiving downloads from, you know, the cosmos, from, you know, from our ancestors, from all these energies that are all over, you know, around us, that we can't see with the naked eye, and things that we cannot see at all, but you already know is manifesting through vibrations and frequencies. And one of the things that I was saying is, I was talking to a friend, like I said, and my friend was like, well, wait a minute, what are you saying? So I'm like, look, I was just having a conversation with somebody about business, and this is what I said. And I think that the person took it the wrong way, what I was telling, you know, the person about business, and they took it the wrong way. And I'm like, you know what I mean? And I feel like I gotta apologize, but I'm feeling like maybe the person doesn't, it's not that they don't want to do business with me anymore. Maybe they feel that I'm a little bit too aggressive for their taste, because you got to understand that everybody got different personalities. So you can't just tell somebody who loves the world and loves everything, which I do too, but you know, the world's that want to hug you, you know, like one of those people that they touch you, and when they talking to you and they touching you and they all in your face, like, hey, you know what I'm saying, back the fuck up, you know what I'm saying, give me a little bit of space, you know what I'm saying, you don't have to be all close to me like that, you know what I'm saying, like, you are in my circle right here, so back up a little bit, you know what I'm saying. So sometimes people might take it the wrong way, but you don't mean no harm, that's just how you speak. So one of the things was, so my friend said, have you ever thought about that every time you get to a situation where you feel that people might see you in a different perspective, because maybe they took you the wrong way because of the way you are? Because this is the way I am, this is the way I behave, you know what I'm saying? I start thinking, wait a minute, maybe it's me, maybe I'm the one with the issue, you know what I'm saying? So I went ahead and I text the person, and I said, hey, listen, I wanted to actually tell you, and I wanted to, you know, I was like, brother, you know what I'm saying? First of all, I want to apologize, because the way I came across, you know what I'm saying, with you, I didn't mean no harm. That's just my personality. Sometimes I get a little bit defensive. Sometimes I get a little bit hard, you know, but that's just me. So I just don't want you to take it the wrong way. You know, after I did that, you know what I'm saying, the response from the brother was, oh, don't worry about it, King. You know, it's all good. You know, I didn't take it the wrong way. it made me feel like much better, because now I don't have to push myself to create a person that I'm not, so that way I can fit in. So basically what I'm saying to you guys is this: don't stop trying to apologize every time that you saying something to somebody and somebody take it the wrong way. Because you could act like Peter Pan, or you can act like, you know, like what's this guy's name that run Forrest, you know, Forrest Gump, or you know what I mean, or Benjamin Button, or you can act like, you know what I'm saying, like whoever, and people are still some people are going to be offended by the way you speak to them. Either you speak too slow, or either you speak too fast, or either you are you too loud, or you just too, you know, your pitch is so low that people are going to get aggravated for your behavior one way or another. You're never going to win. So I'm saying all this to all these people that is listening to my podcast right now. If you are the type of person that keep it 100, or if you're the type of person that keep it gangster, like, you know, some people say, yeah, man, I keep it gangster. You already know, man. I keep straight hood, man. I keep it straight hood, you know. I keep it 100. If you keep it gangster, you keep it 100. Or either if you keep it, you see, professional, or you keep it, you know, kind of like, you know, you just dealing with the person, you know, per se, or you just being cordial. However it is that you're keeping it, or you're keeping it extremely bougie. Whatever it is that you want to be, I don't care. That's you. But see, you don't have to apologize for your behavior towards others. You can just know that every time that you're doing something that you feel that it was not good or was not right, and maybe you analyzing the situation a little bit too much, always make sure that you get to that person, whatever it is that you're speaking to, whoever it is that you're speaking to, for whatever situation might be, whether it might be work related, whether it be school, whether it might be dating related, it doesn't matter what the situation is. Always say, if you're feeling like that person took something the wrong way from you, be the bigger person and be like, look, I'm sorry. I don't know. Maybe I'm analyzing the situation. Maybe you're not seeing me that way. Maybe you're not thinking this, but I'm feeling bad because of the way I see that I reacted, and I haven't heard anything from you or anything like that. So I don't know if you took it the wrong way. Did you take it the wrong way? If you didn't, fine. You know, I can move on from my feelings. Or I can say, if you took it the wrong way, allow me to tell you how I am. You know, I could be a little bit defensive. I could be a little bit of an asshole, or I could be a little bit obnoxious. Whatever you are, whatever you feel that you are being, and tell them, that's just who I am. That's just who I am. You know what I'm saying? Guess what? You are going to create your tribe. You are going to create your tribe once again based on who accept you for you and for who you are. You feel me? It's plain and simple. So when I did that and I did that experiment, I called my friend back and I said, yo, listen, you taught me a lesson. But psychologically speaking, I taught myself that lesson because I had to experiment that. So I said, you taught me a lesson, bro, as far as me being able to tell people how I am from the beginning. Because, yo, I don't know about you, but I'm sick and tired of telling people everywhere I go, whether it's to a new place, whether it's a new gathering, telling people, listen, I know I'm smiling. I know I'm cool. I know I laugh. I know I crack jokes all the time. However, I am an asshole. I am obnoxious. I'm this and that. So that way you guys know what you're dealing with. I'm sick and tired of saying that. Why do I have to tell people how I am and how I get, so that way people can take me from the beginning, which is cool. You see what I'm saying? You could say that. But at the end of the day, at least give people the opportunity for know who you are. So you know what I mean? You can say this independently. You don't have to say that in front of a group, or unless you want to and you just want to get it out of the way. You'd be like, listen, everybody, before anybody gets, you know, their butt hurt, or everybody gets, you know what I'm saying, all defensive or start crying or anything, I just want to let y'all know, this is the way I am. So don't take it the wrong way. I might sound a little bit loud. I might sound a little bit ratchet, you know, whatever it is. I just want to let everybody know that this is the way I am, so there's no misunderstandings. You know what I'm saying? I let everybody know. Or if you feel like you said something to somebody, because guess what? Let's talk about dating. I need to talk about dating. I need to talk about these situations, because people get involved with people that they don't know. Wait a minute. You just met this brother, or you just met this goddess, and you mean to tell me that you only known them for like a week or two, and you guys are exclusively dating? Wait a minute, hold up. Hold your horses. You mean to tell me that you are dating that person that you just met? You don't know jack shit about that person. So what you got is nothing but lust of, or Or if it's not lust, it's a crush. Because there's no way that that person, you know, you're saying to yourself, God, Lee, I feel like that person is my soulmate. I feel like that person is my twin flame. You crazy as hell. 9 times out of 10, people end up getting divorced. They fighting each other. They killing each other. They like, you know, go fuck yourself type of shit. You know what I'm saying? You ever been in a situation, you go out in the streets and you see couples fighting and boxing and, you know, what the hell is that? Like, you know what I'm saying? The moment somebody says something disrespectful, I'm walking away. It ain't no show for the, you know what I mean? For the audience. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying to y'all is just learn to accept yourself for who you are and be able to allow yourself to be without trying to hide who you are. Because guess what? You dating somebody, you know, you a goddess, you dating a god, or you a god and you dating a goddess, and you just, you know, you going in your best behavior for the first month, the first 2 months, you know, acting like a gentleman, and you know, the females, you know, acting all nice, you know, wearing a nice little wig, you know what I'm saying, looking like Beyonce type of shit. And guess what happened? You come to a situation that after a while, that person's true colors start to show. And you'll be like, wait a minute, hold your horses, because now you're feeling that you could be yourself. Now you know that person, you're a little bit more comfortable. So why not become comfortable from the fucking get-go? Be able to tell people, you know what? I know we just met. You look cool. You know, we could do something, but let me let you know how I is. Let me know how I get. Let me know my behavior. Let me tell you what people tell me I am. And guess what? Woof to do. It is up to that person to accept you and take it from there. Guys, listen, I had a conversation. I had a reading with this goddess, which I'm not going to mention no names, all right? Which hopefully she won't be listening to this call, because if she's listening, she knows I'm talking about her. But anyway, and this is the deal. I was giving her a reading, you know, talking, and she was devastated because she's with this brother, and she said this brother is a narcissist. This brother got issues. All he do is complain about how life is, how bad life is, but his fat ass ain't doing anything. His fat ass ain't looking for no job. His fat ass is just living off of her. So guess what happens? She told me that he said that to her 5 years earlier. She said, we've been together for 5 years. She said that he told her that he had issues, that he was crazy. And she still went ahead and started dating him. 5 years later, they're still living in the same home. She says she's frustrated. She said that she don't want him anymore. Bullshit. Ain't no way you're going to be having somebody stay in your home if you really didn't give a fuck about them, if you really don't care about them. You know what I'm saying? Just keep it gangster like you say you keep it. You know what I'm saying? You have that person in your home, or you are in that person's home, because you don't know how to let go. You might not be eating the coochie, or you might not do, you know, or if you're a dude or if you're a female, you might not be doing other things that I ain't going to say about right now, because... And you thinking, you know what I'm saying, like, you're not in that person. You might not be doing that, but you are still don't know how to let go. And that's called love. If a person really don't want to be with a person, what's going to happen? Everything is just going to end. It's just going to be the way it's going to be. I wanted to do this episode because I want my brothers and sisters, in order for us to rise, in order for you, in order for everybody that you know that you delivered this message to, and you start learning how to psychologically deal with your issues and get better in who you are and behaving the way that you behave, and able to become free by being able to understand how you think and how others think of you, you're going to be able to live a better, happier life. It's time for us to actually keep it real about who we are without feeling offended, without feeling defensive. It's letting people know, you know what, you pissed me off. And, you know, I don't want to be rude, but I just want to let you know how I am, because you are going to do it 2 or 3 months down the line. So why not do it now? So that way you can find your person that is going to be with you. And that way you're going to find your tribe, your soul tribe that is going to be with you. Not everybody connects with everybody. And the only way for you to find your tribe and your twin flame is by you going through people and sorting people out. Everything is mathematics. I'm letting you know the science behind relationships. I'm giving you the science behind soul tribes. It's up to you for you to take your notebook and start taking notes and saying to yourself, you know what? I am better, and I'm becoming better every day. Every day I become better. Every day I tune in into my ancestors better. Every day I am a magnet of money, of physical health, great physical health, abundance. I am loved by many. I love nature because nature provides everything to me. And claim your kingdom by allowing yourself to stop feeling sorry all the time to people about telling them how, you know, the feeling that you have to apologize, and sometimes you getting out of control, or people getting out of control with you, because at the end of the day, there are millions of people out there. And guess what? It's only going to be a few that are going to be in your path. So find those people that are willing to accept you and be you. Unless you cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs and you know, you got a couple of screws that you need a little bit putting together in your head, then it's a different story. But if you mean no harm, if you mean harm, still be yourself. If people don't like it, guess what? You're going to find a crazy person like you that is going to be able to match you. And I know, I'm pretty sure that all the examples that I have given in this segment right now, I'm pretty sure some of you are living it now, or I'm pretty sure you know of someone who got some of these crazy issues that I'm talking about right now. Because guess what? I am not perfect. Once again, I've been called so many different things. I love y'all. I love y'all. I hope that you guys took notes. Don't forget, subscribe to my YouTube, Voodoo Priest Man, and also go ahead and connect with me on my Instagram. If you need information about my VIP courses where I teach magic and I teach all different aspects of metaphysics, so that way you can get more advanced in your spirituality. Also, you can find me on my personal Facebook, Cacique Jaynar. Cacique Jaynar. Jaynarcard as in David. And go ahead and send me a friend request. Until the next one.